harvest, so that whole
Congressman Vinson, 2191.
Military defense on instructions to the military men. When I was over in your committee many years ago, Ms. Smith and I, we had Don Cook, and we made a bunch of manpower studies, and we found out the enlisted men thought that they were a good deal of wasted civilians, too many of them at a good many places, and a good deal of wasted superior officers. And subsequently, we put out recommendations that the factor of cost consciousness is complex, and that we want everything that involves waste, wasting manpower and wasting money, to be used in a man's efficiency report before he's promoted.
That's right. That's a good thing.
So the secretary is going to do it.
Good.
And I wanted to ask your committee and any subcommittees you've got, you don't need to do it unless you've got them, but I want you to know we would welcome any investigation or any recommendation that would help us keep these folks in line. I've seen you keep them in line by yourself all these years. But I wanted you to be able to tell them that the president had personally talked to you, told you that he wanted to get the benefit of the recommendations of your committee on any waste that could be eliminated, and you're going to stay after that tail.
All right, I'll cooperate with you 100%.
I know you will. Now, you're going to extend that to running again?
Oh, no, I
can't. Oh, yes, you can. Now, there's not a damn thing wrong with you.
Yes, yes.
Why would you run out on me the first week I got in office?
Well, that was before you got in.
I know it, but I'm in. So you just have to tell him that, like Mr. Rayburn told me not to run for vice president at 2 o'clock in the morning. The next morning he came down and he said I had to run. And I said, why? And he said, well, we can't carry Texas to this Catholic boy. And I said, well, you told me last night, though, that I couldn't run under any circumstance. Well, he said, I'm a wiser man today than I was last night.
Well, I'll be seeing you, Mr. President.
Well, now wait a minute. You're not gonna run out on me, are you?
Well, I can't talk about that tonight. You must excuse me, sir, because I've already announced that I would not run.
Well, I just sure do need you up here.
Well, I know that.
I talked to your governor the other day, and he thinks you ought to run.
Well, you see, I'll be 81 years old when my turn is.
Oh, you're old as you feel, and you look like a spring chicken. Out there the other night, you just look like a spring chicken.
Well,
I'm not going to ask you to do anything that you know is not good, because your judgment's always been good.
Well,
but I just want you to know that there's nobody in the Congress that'd be more valuable.
I'm very grateful, Mr. President, very grateful indeed. But we'll talk about that between now and the time.
Okay,
now,
that's
Mr.
where you,
I told Secretary.
That's what you always do now when you out trade me. I know that you put me off. Go ahead.
I told the secretary I thought we should save at least $1 billion on research and development.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Mel Price's subcommittee I wanted him to save at least $500 million, and I hope the secretary could reduce it $500 million. It's $7 billion now, and I think we can save at least $1 billion without hurting the service at all.
Well, he's sure cutting his budget now. Before, we're not going to have any fat in it. We're going to try to get it down as close to last year as possible.
Now, we do not need too much public works either.
Mm-hmm.
It ought to be cut out.
Okay. I'm glad to have your recommendations anytime.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
You just tell the press now that
Waiting.